Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve. This is Amy McQueen calling from Supply Source Incorporated.
Hi.
You left a message here on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
We were pre-approved for a loan. I was just calling back and following up with you.
Sure. Let me see if I can find your
I don't
your
recall
file.
Getting anything in the mail. You mentioned mailing
something. Okay. Yeah, so like I said on the voicemail, what we do is we send it out every, you know, so often. We sent about 2.5 weeks to you. It was through direct mail, and you guys probably get a million of them. That's why I do a follow-up call. Pretty much what it was just a pre-approval for some equipment financing or some working capital. It was about $250,000 I think you guys were pre-approved for. And yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's for capital or equipment. I was just trying to call you and see if you guys had anything going on this hopper in this quarter, or if there's any time of the year you guys look to do that kind of thing.
What do you mean for working capital exactly?
Working capital, that's unsecured cash. So it's pretty much a shorter term loan, and you can pretty much use it for anything. What a lot of people use it that for is either for you know, like payroll, if you guys get put on projects where they don't pay you until the project is done, you know, for cash flow, things like that.
Right.
So that's
and
pretty
how
much.
Does that loan work?
Well, that loan works. It's primarily based off of your sales. And the way that works is it's a short-term loan, unsecured cash. It gets directly deposited right into your account, you know, whenever you need it. And that's pretty much how that works. What were you looking to do?
Well, we're currently looking for a new bank.
Oh,
okay.
So
current borrowing base has been cut a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And so I just kind of need a little extra for cash flow.
Okay.
Because of that reduction in our borrowing base, and so I didn't know if that's something.
Oh, sure, absolutely. What's the phone number of your business that I can? I'm trying to pull up your file here.
It's 570-327-1500.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. How's your day going so far?
It's fine.
Good.
Okay,
is this 415 West 3rd Street?
Correct.
Okay, and that was a Supply Source Incorporated or just Supply Source?
Yep, Supply Source Incorporated.
Okay. Now, I have Ray Thompson as the owner. Is that still true? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and who am I talking with? Again, I'm sorry. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Amy McQueen, and I'm the controller.
Oh, okay, perfect. Okay, and just in case we do get disconnected, what is the phone number you're calling me from? That I can reach you back.
570-327-1500.
Okay, same thing. Okay. Okay, so I'll pull up your file here. Okay. Yeah, we can absolutely do something for you, and I called you last Wednesday. Okay, so, perfect. Well, let me ask you this. How much would you be looking for?
Probably around 200 or 250.
Okay. Okay. You've never worked with a working capital loan before, right? Or have you?
No, okay. I've not.
Okay, that's all right. And, so cash flow is pretty shallow right now, or is it coming up here soon?
It's been fine, but like I say, the way our borrowing base certificate on our line of credit is structured, some of those items have changed, and it's caused that to be reduced by about $200,000.
Oh, okay.
So I'm anticipating that's going to tighten things up here a bit.
Okay. Okay, no worries. So that 250 to, or the 200 to 250, now is that just to make ends meet, or is that going to be a little bit more so you can do some other things with it, like if you guys are going to do any kind of remodeling or anything else? Like,
no,
okay.
I'm not spending money on stuff like that. It's just to try to stay current and not get behind.
Sure, I don't want you guys to get behind either. That's perfect. When were you looking to get this capital?
Any time. My property certificate changes October 1st. So.
October 1st, okay. So anytime before that. Okay.
So I would need to know what the guidelines are, what the terms are, what the interest rates are, repayment.
Sure. So now with the capital, since it is an unsecured cash loan, it's going to be a little bit more, you know, it is risky. And that's only because it is unsecured, you know. And that being said, since it is risky, it might be a little bit more expensive than your normal bank that you use. But the only reason is that because that's unsecured. Now, the terms on that is usually going to be 3 to 36 months, depending on what you qualify for. Now, what I always do is I try to get all my clients qualified for the longest term possible and the most amount possible. And then we work backwards from there. That's the best way to do it. So let's just say if you're looking for that 250 and you got approved for way more than that, you don't have to take all of that. You can just take as much as you want. Now, also, you mentioned something about rate. Now, with our capital loans, it's more of a fixed payback, so you know exactly how much you are paying back. It's not going to be a set rate because it's dependent on the term that you choose.
Okay.
And it's also based off of more of your sales, more so than it is off of your credit. So, just for out of curiosity, what were your sales like last year? Your gross annual sales.
Our sales last year were horrible because Pennsylvania State did not pass a budget, so we were only at $15 million, where we normally track around 19. This year, we're currently tracking to be at 20.
Okay, very nice.
We're currently at 11, probably.
Okay. On track for 20.
How much?
Sorry, I'm just taking some hand notes here.
Okay,
and how long has the business been around? Time in business?
35 years.
35 years, look at that, very nice. How did you get into the business? Just curious.
They needed a controller.
Oh, okay. Right on. How long have you been there?
3 years.
Very cool. You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, and since your borrowing basis is changing, who were you doing business with before?
We're not changing who we're doing. They're just restructuring the loan.
Oh, the restructuring.
Yes, we're with First National Bank.
First National, okay. Perfect. Okay. How's your relationship been with them? Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how would you guys rate your credit? Would you say good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
As far as I know, it's good.
Okay. Do you have like a rough estimate of like the number it might be at?
No. No idea.
Okay. That's okay. You know, we work through Creditiers A to D, so that's perfect. I mean, like I said, you know, capital is really based off of your sales more so than your credit, so... That's not a good thing. Let me see here. And now, what happens if you don't get this loan? Do you have a plan B? Have you been looking around, shopping around?
I'm trying to find a new bank, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you this. You know, we are also a relationship-based bank, too. So, you know, one transaction is not going to keep our doors open. We like to do business with people and, you know, companies for a very long time. That's the way we like to do things too, and we're always up front with everything, so you know, we don't ever hide anything, which is good. Okay, well, what I can tell you from everything that you've told me here, you know, you're looking for 250 around there. You have really good sales. And you guys have been in business for a very long time, so that's another really huge factor. And your credit is good. So I can probably qualify for, you know, one of our top tier programs. It's really easy to qualify for because of your kind of business. I do have to ask, though, because when we take a look at the tax, or when we take a look at everything, there are no tax liens or anything like that. Just have to ask. Okay. Okay. And do you have any current loans out right now?
We do have a term loan with First National Bank as well as our line of credit.
Okay. And what is the what's that term loan for?
It was taken out years ago, I think, just as a transition of the terming out some of the line, I think, or I'm not really sure what it was for, but the balance is roughly $300,000.
Okay. And how long do you have on that?
Probably two more years.
2 years? Okay. And is that a monthly payment or is that?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do you know what the payments are on that?
It's around $15,000.
Okay. All right, perfect. Okay. So, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and, let's see here. Why don't we do this, Amy? I will send you an email. Our paperwork is very light, so we can get you, you know, some hard numbers here. It's really easy. It's just the application, tax return, and 6 months of bank statements.
Yeah, just be able to move forward.
And that will be all be in the email. I don't have a. Do you have a good email that I could send this all to you?
Why would you need bank statements?
Okay.
The reason we need bank statements is just to see the cash flow, like the beginning and the ending balances, just to make sure there's like no huge NSFs or anything like that.
Okay. Well, I have a sweep checking account where anything over $50,000 gets moved to pay down my line of credit, and then daily anything over they move back. So you're only ever going to see a statement on my balance of $50,000 every month.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, our underwriter will still need to take a look at that just to see that you do have that, and I can explain that to him because I'm actually every Friday I have a meeting with him, so I'm gonna be talking to him today. So, yeah, they'll still need that. And that's pretty much it for the paperwork.
And I, of course, would white out any bank accounts or information like that. Numbers.
Okay. Yeah. You can absolutely do that. But if we get you approval and all that stuff, you know, we would have to need those the account number and stuff like that because we directly deposit it into your account.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Do you have a good email there, Amy?
Yep. It's Amy M.
Mm-hmm.
At supplysourceinc.com.
Okay. All right, so I will send you this email. It'll have my contact information and everything with the list of the documents we'll need. And then as soon as you get that over to me, you know, I can pretty much usually get you an answer within 24 hours. It's kind of later in the day today over here, so I probably won't get,
I'm not going to do anything with it today.
Okay. Oh, okay, perfect.
Right now.
Okay, I understand. Absolutely. Okay, and I will follow up with you on Monday. Would that be okay?
Not going to be in Monday. I'll be in Tuesday.
Tuesday, perfect. Follow up with you on Tuesday then.
Okay.
All right, do you have any questions for me, Amy?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, I hope we can establish this relationship and do some business with each other.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Amy. You have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.